In 2018, more than 7,000 black men and boys were fatally shot in the U.S. 17-year-old Carlonzo Taylor was one of them. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay spoke with Carlonzo's mother.
Marvella Williams received a phone call from one of her son's friends. Carlonzo and James had been shot, he said. It took Marvella a few hours to find which hospital her son was at. And hours later, in a St. Francis Hospital waiting room, a doctor told her that Carlonzo Taylor had been pronounced dead.
They said that they were trying so hard to revive him, and they couldn't do anything else for him because his body kept crashing.
Marvella was devastated. Her 17-year-old son had been shot in the chest multiple times while hanging in the hallway of a friend's apartment building after school.
It was the worst hour or the worst few minutes of my life, knowing that I would never get to see my child or even say goodbye to him or see him take his last breath.
Marvella's birthday fell between the day Carlonzo died and the day of his funeral.
I couldn't get a hug from him for my birthday, so I had to call the coroner and had them get him so I could go and hug him for my birthday. It was the most horrible thing ever.
Gun violence does not end with the shooting. There are the families of those who die, those who survive, those responsible for the shooting, and the many court dates that follow. For Marvella, that means sleepless nights and anxiety-ridden drives to the courthouse. A year later, Marvella visited Carlonzo's grave on her birthday. She said it was like having to relive his death all over again. The shooting on December 5th, her birthday, then Christmas.
We did everything together, whether it was church, grocery store, going to plays, just doing everything together. I lost the companionship. I lost the helper in the kitchen cooking because I love to cook. So I lost that person to help me on a daily basis.
Since Carlonzo died, Marvella hasn't been able to eat pancakes or taste the latest version of his homemade barbecue sauce or fresh carrot juice.
I cannot go to sleep. My home is just not a home anymore. It's so difficult because I'm not waiting for him to walk through that door to say hi, Mom, or good night, Mom. It's difficult for me to even relax in my own home and go to bed because of such a senseless loss that someone took that away from me.
That someone, police say, is Bill Moore. Bill was 24 years old when he allegedly shot Carlonzo and has been incarcerated since then. Marvella has seen Bill in court.
Believe it or not, I have forgiven him. I've forgiven him because it's not for me to say. I've tried to do the most Christian thing possible to forgive him for taking my son's life.
Marvella said forgiveness came quickly because Bill apologized. He's told police and his mother that he never meant to shoot Carlonzo. They didn't know each other. Marvella says her son protected his friends.
I always say he was the shield, and he's always been the shield for his friends. And he died being a shield for his friends.
Marvella's not the only one still suffering from the death of her son. Carlonzo's best friend James, who survived the shooting, dropped out of high school for a few months. And Bill, the alleged shooter, lives with the reality that he's the reason Carlonzo is no longer alive. His mother, Tanisha, worries about her son in jail. For these three families, gun violence changed everything about their lives. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.